The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Wow. This letter you sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, it paints a pretty vivid picture of what you're dealing with.
Yeah, it sounds really tough.
Dealing with difficult neighbors, you know, it can be so stressful, especially when you've got young children and are just trying to, you know, have some peace at home.
Absolutely. Everyone deserves to feel safe and comfortable in their own home.
Right. And it seems like in this case, the neighbors are almost going out of their way to make things difficult.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like there's some deliberate attempts to disrupt and control the situation.
So let's dive into this a little bit. You're living in a duplex, right, with a shared front yard, two young kids, a three-year-old and a baby.
Oh, wow.
And you're doing your best to be considerate of your neighbors, but it seems like they're just determined to make your life miserable.
Yeah, and it's important to remember, you know, that this is not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbor disputes are surprisingly common, and they can be incredibly draining, both emotionally and mentally.
Right. It's that constant feeling of being on edge, never knowing what's going to set them off.
Exactly. And it can really take a toll on your well-being.
So let's start by sort of getting to know the cast of characters here. You call her Mrs. Iron Gate. She's in the front unit, an older woman who seems obsessed with keeping that front gate closed at all times.
Yes, the gatekeeper archetype.
Right. And you mentioned in your letter that she had this whole tirade about stray cats and safety, even though you live in a relatively safe neighborhood.
It sounds like she might be projecting her own fears and anxieties onto the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, research shows that shared spaces can often trigger these sorts of territorial behaviors.
Yeah.
For someone like Mrs. Iron Gate, the gate might represent a boundary that she feels a need to control. Perhaps due to past experiences or just general anxieties about her environment.
So instead of addressing those anxieties directly, she's focusing on the gate, trying to exert control over this one small aspect of her world.
Exactly. It's a way of creating a sense of order in a world that might feel chaotic or unpredictable.
And then downstairs, you've got the Banger Brigade, a couple who seem to be hypersensitive to any noise coming from your unit.
Oh, the Banger Brigade. That's a good one.
You know, you mentioned that you even put down memory foam rugs and you're tiptoeing around after a certain hour.
Wow. You're going above and beyond to be considerate.
And yet they're still complaining about noise from a toddler and a baby at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.? That seems a bit unreasonable.
Right. I mean, come on. It's like they're deliberately trying to make your life difficult.
It's possible that their issue isn't so much the actual noise level, but more about a need for control or a lack of empathy for the realities of family life. You know, they might have a different idea of what constitutes quiet time, especially with young children involved.
It's like they've forgotten what it's like to have kids, or they just have this unrealistic expectation of silence.
It's easy to become fixated on our own comfort and forget that other people have different needs and lifestyles, especially in a shared living situation like a duplex.
And this is where things start to escalate.
Right. The noise complaints are just the beginning. Then you've got Mrs. Iron Gates' escalating obsession with the gate. And then things take a really unsettling turn.
Let's talk about those unsettling turns after a quick break.
Yeah, it sounds like those noise complaints, they were just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you know, those noise complaints, it's one thing to you know, have an issue with actual noise, but you're saying they were complaining about noise at 10 p.m.
With a toddler and a baby. I mean,
yeah, with a three-year-old and a baby.
That's pretty early to expect complete silence.
I mean, were you even able to, you know, have a conversation with them about it at all, or was it just...
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good idea to try to establish some kind of open communication early on, you know, just to kind of understand each other's perspectives and see if you can work something out.
Right. But what if they're just not receptive to that? You know, what if they're just not willing to even have a conversation?
Well, then you start thinking about setting boundaries and documenting everything.
Okay, we can talk about that in a minute. But I do want to get back to those unsettling turns, because it seems like things really escalated from those noise complaints.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did.
So, you know, you've got the noise complaints, you've got Mrs. Irongate and her obsession with the gate, and then things take an even darker turn.
Yeah, it's like it goes from annoying to actually scary.
Yeah, so walk me through that. What happened next?
Well, the noise complaints eventually led to the police being called.
The police? Seriously?
Yeah, no, it sounds crazy, right?
For a toddler and a baby making noise? I mean, come on.
It seems completely absurd, but it's actually a tactic that some people use to try to intimidate and silence their neighbors.
It's like weaponizing the system.
Exactly. It's an abuse of the system, really, because the police have much more important matters to deal with than a baby crying in their own home.
I mean, it must have been so frustrating and embarrassing to have the police called on you for something like that.
And even if the police don't take the complaint seriously, it still creates this sense of anxiety and unease. It reinforces the idea that your neighbors are watching your every move and are willing to go to extreme lengths to control your behavior.
It's like you're constantly under surveillance.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a form of harassment, really, and it can have a serious impact on your mental and emotional well-being.
You mentioned in your letter that you started to feel anxious and on edge all the time.
Yeah, that's completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't feel that way in that situation?
And then there was that breaking point with Mrs. Irongate. You said she actually snapped at your three-year-old son.
Yeah, she told him to tell your mommy to learn some manners.
Wow, that's really crossing a line.
It's a very disturbing incident. It shows a complete lack of respect for you and your family.
And it's like it's directed at a child who can't even defend themselves.
Exactly.
It's just not right.
And in this incident, it seems like it kind of triggered a shift in the dynamic.
In what way? Well, it sounds like up until this point, you were trying to avoid conflict, you know, trying to appease your neighbors as much as possible.
Right, trying to keep the peace.
But when Mrs. Irongate lashed out at your son, it's like something changed.
It's a natural response. I mean, when someone threatens your child, it triggers this primal protective instinct. You're no longer just dealing with an annoying neighbor. You're dealing with someone who poses a potential threat to your family's safety.
It's like all bets are off.
Exactly. You have to protect your family.
And that's when things took a truly unsettling turn. You started noticing these strange things happening around your unit, shoes going missing, the mailbox glued shut.
Oh, no.
And then that threatening letter slipped under the door.
That's when it moves from just annoying to really creepy and scary.
It's like something out of a psychological thriller.
Yeah, it's like psychological warfare. The goal is to instill fear, to make you feel unsafe and unwelcome in your own home.
And that letter, the letter itself is chilling. Your lack of respect for this community has been noted. People like you don't belong here. Keep it up and you'll regret it.
Wow. That's a classic example of a veiled threat. It's designed to intimidate and control without directly implicating the sender.
It's so creepy and unsettling. Did you have any idea who might be behind it?
I mean, it's natural to suspect the neighbors, especially given their past behavior.
Of course.
But without concrete evidence, it's impossible to know for sure.
And then came the climax of this whole saga, the midnight peanut butter incident with Mrs. Banner.
The peanut butter incident? What happened?
You found her smearing peanut butter all over your back door in the middle of the night.
What? Serious?
Seriously. And the next morning, your porch was covered in ants.
Oh my God, that's awful.
It was like something out of a bad dream.
It's such a bizarre and unsettling act of retaliation. It's like it goes beyond passive aggression.
Yeah.
It's a deliberate attempt to cause distress and disruption.
It's like something a child would do.
Yeah. But it carries this sinister undertone. It's really disturbing.
You must have been at your wit's end at that point.
I can only imagine. It's like you don't know who to trust. You don't know where to turn.
Exactly. And that's why you reached out to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, right?
Right. You're looking for some guidance, yeah, some support, some way to regain a sense of control in a situation that feels completely out of control.
So let's talk about what you can do. What steps can you take to protect yourself and your family from these increasingly hostile neighbors?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, on the one hand, having the direct but respectful conversation, you know, that might help set some boundaries, clarify some expectations. But then again, if you're feeling threatened or unsafe,
yeah,
it's probably best to avoid direct confrontation altogether.
Right. It's like, how do you gauge that? You know,
you have to assess the situation and use your best judgment.
Yeah.
But if you do decide to try that direct approach, you know,
yeah,
keep the conversation calm, focused on specific behaviors, you could say something like, I've noticed that you've been knocking on the ceiling a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my best to keep the noise down,
mm-hmm,
but I have young children and it's not always possible to keep them completely quiet.
Right.
Could we work together to find a solution that works for both of us?
Right. It's about, you know, finding a compromise, not about placing blame or, you know, escalating the conflict.
Exactly.
But what if they're just not receptive to that kind of conversation, you know? What if they're just determined to make your life miserable no matter what you do?
Well, then you might need to explore other options like mediation or even legal action.
Okay. So mediation, how does that work?
Well, mediation involves bringing in a neutral third party to help facilitate a conversation and hopefully find a resolution.
Okay.
It can be a good option if both parties are willing to participate in good faith.
So it's a way to kind of bridge that communication gap. Okay. And what about legal action? When does that become a viable option?
Legal action is usually a last resort. It might be necessary if your neighbors are engaging in behavior that constitutes harassment or poses a threat to your safety.
Okay.
For example, if the threatening letters continue or if they escalate their vandalism, you might want to consult with an attorney to discuss your legal options.
And what about security measures? Could something like security cameras help deter this kind of behavior or provide evidence if things escalate further?
Absolutely. Visible security measures can act as a deterrent, and they can also provide valuable evidence if an incident occurs.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you have security footage of Mrs. Banger smearing peanut butter on your door, that could be very helpful if you need to involve the police or pursue legal action.
Right. It's like that visual proof.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Okay. So it sounds like there are a few different avenues you can explore depending on the specific circumstances and how comfortable you feel confronting your neighbors directly.
That's right. It's important to have a plan, to know your options, and to feel empowered to take action if necessary. You don't have to suffer in silence or let these neighbors control your life.
Right. You know, this has been such a fascinating and honestly kind of disturbing deep dive into a problem that I'm sure many people can relate to. You know, it's easy to dismiss these stories as just, you know, wacky neighbor drama. But the reality is that these conflicts can have a serious impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that you're not alone in this. There are resources available to help you navigate these challenges and protect yourself and your family.
So to our listener who is dealing with these nightmare neighbors, we hope this conversation has provided some useful information and empowered you to take action. Remember, you deserve to feel safe and comfortable in your own home.
And to everyone listening, let's take a moment to consider the broader implications of this story. What does it say about community dynamics in our increasingly isolated world? How can we foster greater empathy and understanding between neighbors?
Those are really important questions to consider. We all have a role to play in building stronger, more supportive communities. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We hope it's given you some food for thought and maybe even some practical tips for dealing with your own neighborly challenges. Until next time, stay curious and stay connected.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save more on the brands pros trust at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances and choose from our wide lineup of top brands. Plus, save $100 on a Little Giant 22-foot multi-position ladder built for strength, flexibility, and job site versatility. Pros, these savings will only be here for a limited time. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 130. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.